emitted by the moon. We're floating fast over traffic lights, bearing down on blackened sky, and colors burst as I close my eyes. Ooh, and she said, lay me down in golden dandelions, 'cause I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Follow me into the dark. Pictures in my mind, in a painting of the past, I'm brushing over lines, and I'll paint them all again. We're floating fast over traffic lights, bearing down on blackened sky, and colors burst as I close my eyes. Ooh, and she said, lay me down. Memories till the end. And she said, lay me down in golden dandelions, 'cause I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Follow me into the dark. Ooh. And she said, lay me down in golden dandelions,
'cause I've been waiting.
Hey, you guys. This is WWW, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How's it going, y'all?
Nope. Pretty good.
Is it going? Is that the question I should be asking?
Cut to Natasha just alone in the studio. I was like, how's it going, guys?
Just hanging out here with all of my friends. You can hear them right now. It's good. So today's show, we're going with a good old whistle while we work it.
With wombats.
Whistle with wombats.
The wombats are optional.
Yeah.
I think that's an extra W. I just realized it's four W's. That's okay. This is songs we whistle to. It's a loose theme this evening. Can any of you whistle well?
For listeners at home, try and whistle along if you can. It helps the effect.
It's an interactive show.
Well, just turn the mics on randomly so you can hear us whistling. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Oh, Jazzy Jacula over here has got a whistle on
tunes from his face.
The concept of whistling is bizarre. Who invented whistling?
I have a friend who can whistle through a blade of grass.
You say my friend? Oh yeah, this guy.
He was the first.
Through a blade of grass, I can do that. I feel like it's more.
Are you my friend?
Am I? It's unclear. Should we listen to some music?
Yeah, Jazzy what's our Jacula? First whistling song?
Well, we've got this Otis Redding one that DJ the Plug and Chug over here suggested.
Plug and Chug? Isn't that a math thing? Okay. Yeah. I think they taught me that for the SAT, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Shall we take a listen?
So I guess we're going to listen to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding?
Let's do it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Shouting, he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. That was Me and Julio down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. That was a request from DJ Teddy Grahams.
A little teaser there. Yeah,
oh my. We're into the teasers lately.
We tend to do that.
Oh, we got something good coming. Wait.
The Bengals?
Whoa. That's a not whistleable song.
Which
like,
one?
Perhaps.
Only one by...
It has whistling in it, that's why I chose it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's a sad song.
But Paul McCartney whistles at the
end. Let's do it, yeah.
That was the logic.
If you're just tuning in, this show is www with an extra W, whistle Ooh. While we work it.
It. And it's also an extra I.
Also the extra I. Can never have too many letters in there. I had a story to tell. Okay. So I have a story about whistling I thought I would share with you guys today. So when I was in Nicaragua a couple years ago, you know how... Oh my God, Daddy.
Carry on.
What did you
No one
do?
Knows what happened.
Carry on.
So it's okay.
So I was in Nicaragua a couple years ago, and you know how they'll always like whistle? They'll always whistle at you or like catcall you when you're walking down the street. And so I made a real power move. And I learned how to catcall back. So every time someone catcalled me.
Do it on air.
I'm like losing my ability to whistle.
Oh.
It's a little, I think we should just...
Do you think men are born with the ability to catcall? Or is it just a learned skill? Because I have no idea how to do it. Can you do it?
Can confirm I cannot do it.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do it.
Can you stop shining that in my eyes?
He's fixing it.
Are you?
This
all looks very expensive.
Aggravating the situation. Okay, can we just listen to some music now?
Yeah, so now we're gonna listen to
concerning.
What is this song?
This is Me and Julio. Oh no.
No.
Oh, this is the Bengals. Walk like an Egyptian.
Did you know, guys? Okay. Bangle is not a hat.
It's not a hat. It's a piece of jewelry.
Egyptian. all could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. Some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Working on our night moves. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder. Waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in. Thank you.
Melissa Warren in there, Young Jack.
Anna Wise.
Anna Kim, we're on air.
Oh, Anna Wise is great.
Anna Wise, Anne of the North, Anna Kendrick. There's lots.
Oh. Hello.
So welcome back.
This is a diabetes prevention PSA.
Can I just say Anna Nalick, who was like everyone's emo music in the... Oh. Okay, continue.
Okay.
Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with the high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away.
Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness?
Yikes.
No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer.
If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, that's really dark.
Yeah.
If you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits, as opposed to fake fruits, while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it, is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals.
Wow. Did you finish? Oh. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse.
What?
When did we become educational radio? I'm not sure much education has happened education on this show ever.
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
Don't forget we taught people about hippos.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And about potatoes, I feel.
Wait,
like, and vegetables.
Oh, can we just... Teddy, were you here for the hippo show?
Damn.
Wow, he doesn't know. You have to tell him my fun
God.
Fact.
Teddy, how much do you know about hippos?
Nothing.
Okay, so here's something that's going to blow your mind.
Do you know what
not
a hippo
a thing.
Is?
Nothing. What's a hippo?
Like, do you know the general shape of a hippo?
It's
like a honking old thing. Like
yeah. Okay. Now I understand.
Like an underwater elephant.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Thank okay. you. Yeah.
Yeah. So... Hippos, I thought hippos swam, because they're aquatic animals.
As did I.
As did Natasha. And apparently, instead of swimming, they don't swim. They go to the bottom of whatever body water there, and they run along the bottom of the water, and that's how they get places.
They
can't even swim. It's just underwater running.
And that's how hippos move. I just can't believe... I don't know.
It's not butter.
That's the best call-in we've ever gotten. So thank you, Maya,
wait,
if you're
someone called in and said that?
My sister.
Wait, oh, whoa! That's amazing.
Such a fun fact. What else, do you know anything else about any animals?
any at all?
I heard that a group of squid is called not a squad, but something else. Like something
cool.
More lame.
Yeah, but they should be called a squad.
Oh, like, why would they not call it a squad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fair point. Doesn't really tell us anything.
It's more like something you don't know about animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
you
I learned
just list things
today,
we don't know about animals.
Yeah, okay. Should we listen to some music?
I guess we should, yeah.
Yeah,
some research over there.
What's next on the whistling?
Well, there's a petition going out to change what they call squids.
Really?
Like
to a squad?
Well, so right now it's called a shoal, shoal of squids,
yeah.
And people
like
don't like that, so they're trying to change it. But
how do you spell shoal?
S-H-O-A-L.
Shoal. Oh, like a shoal of fish.
Oh, interesting.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's okay. What you call
it's
a
school of fish.
Well, you call
a
shoal. Of
it's definitely
a
shoal.
Yeah, I've never heard
like,
shoal
but
before.
If it's little silver ones, then you call it a shoal.
Specifically little silver ones.
I don't think I'm wrong about this, actually.
Okay. Well, after this next song, we'll do some research and come back. Yeah. What is this next song?
The Strangers by Billy
yeah.
Joel.
A group of bats is called a duffel bag.
No, it's not.
That's just not true.
Tufts Educational Radio.
That's simply incorrect. That would be good. We should just make up names for them. What's the owls? A Congress. Senate?
A House of Representatives of Owls?
Oh, Senator John McCain.
Yep.
Let's just get back to some music. This is The Stranger by Billy Joel.
has gone. Some are satin, some are steel, some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we love to try them on. So many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? That I came home to a woman that I could not recognize. When I pressed her for a reason, she refused to even answer. It was then I felt the stranger kick me right between the eyes. Disregard the danger, though we share so many secrets. There are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself?
And sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, trying to be just like the cheerful chickadee, and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart and tune up and start to whistle while you wait. let it bother you. Forget your troubles trying to be just like that cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons? Join the Black Parade.
we're doing this. Make sure you stop the song this time. I'm a little concerned.
I stop it every time. I don't know what you're talking about. That was Welcome to the Black Parade
by
My Chemical Romance.
That took me back.
Well, next we were planning to listen to Kanye West Only One.
Whoa! I'd listen to the heck out of that song.
Then I think that's a plan, yeah.
Good news.
That's a good one. Oh my god, Paul McCartney's on that, huh?
Paul McCartney's the one whistling on that song.
Yeah. Ah, hence whistle while
we... Oh, song
people
were
mad about this song, though. Because, not about the song, but this is the one where they came out with it, and everyone was like, who's Paul McCartney?
Yeah. Huh? Well, really nice of Kanye to give him a career.
Yeah, they were like, who's this, like, unknown artist?
I'm pretty sure
Kanye
it was all jokes, but, like, you never know with Kanye.
No, like, it wasn't, so. Though.
I think the younger generation, like, genuinely was, like, so nice of Kanye to, like, hold up the career of this young, on-the-rise artist.
Paul. Wait, the other one was, do you remember when Missy Elliott performed at the Super Bowl halftime show a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, like, Missy Elliott, who is she? This, like, up-and-coming new artist. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
What do you think about Justin Timberlake at the Super Bowl this year?
What?
Yeah, and someone else as well, isn't
JT.
Wait, there's a... I thought it was
Justin Timberlake's doing it.
Is that Justin Timberlake?
Just Justin.
Just Justin?
With the Tennessee Kids, or is this just Justin?
Just Justin.
Is the Tennessee Kids his band?
JT and the Tennessee Kids?
I've never heard that
before.
Well,
they did that one album together.
Oh, that's...
They're not, like, permanent.
Is he from Tennessee?
Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh.
You want me to help you out there?
It stopped.
It's still going.
Oh, wait, what?
Is it not going?
It's not going.
I think it was
Did anyone pick? Yeah. Are you from Nashville?
Because you're the
you're the only 10 I see. I mean, you can come up with me right back. I won't be upset. Hey Ted, did you have any weird dreams last night?
Whoa, did I? No, I didn't. I didn't have any.
Oh, you got me so excited there. I thought there was gonna be a good one. You have any good dreams lately?
No, I did like. I can't remember what it was, but I'm one of those dreams where you wake up and you're like, thank God that was just a dream, then you go back to sleep, but I can't remember what it was about.
Oof.
Just something.
Yeah, I've been having some crazy dreams. My roommate Erin said that, like, one time she took a melatonin pill, and apparently that, like, really
makes
your dreams freak out.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's kind of exciting. Like, I'd try some melatonin once, take a hit.
Do it.
That melatonin. Yeah. What's up, Ted?
Natasha, we can't talk about that on the radio.
About melatonin.
But I was gonna say, this isn't a dream I like slept and I like dreamt it. This is just like a dream I have.
Like a recurring dream?
No, like
something he wants to happen.
Like an aspiration.
Yeah. What's the dream?
The episode from Jimmy Neutron where the pizzas come alive and like do stuff. I think I want to watch that. That's my dream.
You want to watch the episode or you want to watch pizzas come alive?
I want to watch that episode.
Oh, that's pretty... I think we can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and then you can... Wait,
doable.
Are you wearing a Run the Jewels shirt?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought that's why...
When you added Run the Jewels, I assumed you...
I didn't add Run the Jewels.
No, she had been listening to it.
She was just saying I was listening to it.
Like someone mentioned it, that's all.
Yeah. That's an amazing shirt.
Yeah.
They have a good logo.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you have bigger aspirations in life or is it just the one?
Is it just the Jimmy Neutron episode?
Also,
just that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite show growing up.
Oh.
Well, if you don't pick Jimmy Neutron, it's kind of weird.
Can I?
It was just that episode.
No.
The rest of the show, he wasn't so hot on.
Yikes. I feel like it's just SpongeBob.
I like Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom. Interesting.
Okay.
Did you guys watch Zubumafoo?
Say that
Zubumafu
again.
Oh my god,
like,
Zubumafu the monkey.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was so into
it. Are you both saying the same word?
Yeah.
Did you guys not have Zubumafu?
They
in,
like to make up words.
Say it again.
You know what I mean? Zubumafu. Yeah.
Yeah, what I mean?
It's just a Bay Area thing. You guys wouldn't know.
Oh, okay, well, no, Zubumafu. So I didn't really watch this show, but I played the computer video game.
There was a video game?
Oh my god, of course. Wow. There's a video game for everything.
I've been missing out. I need to get
and,
that.
And like Zubumafu just does stuff, and there's like games.
Can you break it down syllable by syllable?
Yeah. It's a zoo.
Boom.
Well, it's spelled zoo. Zoo.
Zoo, boom, 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 boom.
Okay, but there's four syllables. Are you with me here?
Yeah.
Zoo. Repeat after me. Zoo.
Zoo.
Boo.
Boo.
Ma.
Moo.
Ma.
Ma.
Foo.
Foo.
Zubumafu.
Zubumafu.
He's a lemur.
He's dropping some sick verses. Okay, Teddy.
Yeah.
Slow down. Slow down.
Wait, do you know, like, you know the Kratt Brothers?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like the Kratt brothers, and they had a lemur named Zaboomafoo.
Oh, it was a lemur. Was,
yeah. Who's
the
wild?
The plot thickens.
Wait, where are you from, Anakin Skywalker?
I'm from Boston.
Okay, so I'm from... Yeah, we're both from the East Coast. I think this is a weird West Coast.
This is definitely like be. A...
I've actually never heard of that.
It's a big thing,
this is,
I think.
This is universal.
Yeah, Zaboomafoo for the world.
I'm so curious what a Zaboomafoo is.
Literally, okay.
We'll look it up later.
I can show you a photo in the off time.
Or now.
I picture a big sock that... I don't know what to...
A big sock.
It's literally a lemur.
Oh, it kind of is a big sock.
Look how cute it is. It kind of is a big sock. It's like this black and white with thing with like big eyes.
I think
crazy hair.
Speaking of weird like sock things from like 10 years ago.
Whoa.
Do you remember Harry Potter Puppet Pals?
Whoa.
Is that the ticking time bomb
thing? Yeah, the ticking time bomb.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
That was
exactly, yeah. I watched that last night and I was like, wow, that was like a trip.
So the guy who like ran that channel also has a music career, and I've like listened to his music board. Neil Susi Riega. There's a bunch of C's in there.
Okay.
Harry Potter, Harry
but he actually makes like good music.
Should we just get back to some music now, I guess?
That was
wait,
music.
I do want to say whoever called in and hung up.
Yeah,
right
someone
away,
called in and then they didn't back. Let us answer. So
I'd
call
love,
back if you want.
We don't bite.
I'd
also,
love
our playlist this week is Whistling with Wombats, so if anyone has any whistling
what?
Songs that they want to recommend. Sorry, whistle while we work
wombat
it.
Wombat songs?
I feel like that doesn't really fit the acronym, but
if you
it's
don't
okay.
know what a wombat is, please do look it up. They're the cutest
animal.
Or call
in and Natasha will describe one for you.
In detail. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Fun fact to encourage you to call in. Wombats poop squares. Cubes.
That
I mean.
Is true. That is true.
Their poop is cubes.
Is
they
that
make
healthy?
Like stuffed toy
no,
wombat
yeah.
poops.
A healthy wombat poop is just a cube.
It's amazing.
Wow, like
or maybe many
cube.
Cubes. It's like wait, pretty perfect.
Is it like the closer
how does their body
to
make it
a perfect
90 degree
we're
angles.
Having two conversations. What were you saying?
And then how does it excrete things in the shape of cubes without messing it up? Anyways.
Interesting. Yeah, wait, we'll get back to the music now.
I just want to say guinea pigs poop jelly beans. Let's hit it.
Wait, address that. Do they actually poop jelly beans?
No.
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear her speak to me. Hello, Mari. How you doing? I think the storm ran out of rain, the clouds are moving. I know you're happy, 'cause I can see it. So tell the boys inside your head to believe it. I talked to God about you, he said he sent you an angel. And look at all that he gave you, yes for one and you got two. Mm-hmm. You know I never left you, 'cause every road that leads to heaven's right beside you. So I can say, hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the good always the bad, even on your worst day. Remember I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear. No, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the page. I know it's not the end every time I see her face. And I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember, none. You got the world, you got love in your hands, and you're still my chosen one. So can you understand? One day you'll understand. So hear me out, hear me out. I won't go, I won't go. No goodbyes, no goodbyes. Just hello, just hello. And when you cry, I will cry. And when you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. Oh, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you'll keep on rising rise until the sky knows your name, and you're still my chosen one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Tell Nori about me. Tell Nori. I just want you to do me a favor. Tell Nori about me. 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 Tell Nori about me.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh yeah,
it's at 0 seconds. I
no oh. No, there was
there's something?
A little bit.
Oh, just a
just
little,
the tip.
A little bit.
just a little teaser. Okay, so on the topic of poop.
Because yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Well, we were. We left off last segment talking about how guinea pig poop is shaped like jelly beans. I had a guinea pig for many years. I would know. I'd consider myself an expert on the ins and outs of guinea pig excrement, as I was cleaning out stinky cages every other week.
Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete. Actually, that's a lie. And Dad, I know you're listening, and I know you did it all the time, and I'm sorry. I did not take care of my pets. You're the real MVP. Any of y'all have pets?
I have a pet. Her name is Sandy.
Your sister doesn't count.
Boom, roasted.
Bam.
Alright, I have a dog. His name is... No, my
Your brother doesn't count.
My dog's name is Sandy. She's 17, and she's a dog.
In, like, dog years? Wait, I don't know. Human years?
17 times 7, 200.
So 17 human years old.
That's yep. A lot of years for a
like,
dog.
This
what kind of dog
sibling
is it?
That you grew up with, basically.
I think so.
Wow. Wait, what do you think?
Wait,
so?
17 times 7 isn't 200-something also.
What kind of answer? This is your sibling. I think so.
I mean to say that you grew
yeah,
up with
no,
this.
That was just an arbitrary number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
17?
However much that times that is in dog years.
Oh, like, I don't know how dog years work. I get it.
Okay.
17 years, and you're what, 19 years? 18 years?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
19.
Okay. Are we en font? Yeah. Interesting. Enfant. Avez-vous un animal?
Oui.
Dos hermanos.
No more French. I have a cat named Batman.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. I'm jealous. It's a cool cat, too, isn't
it? It's a
it?
Cool cat. Fun fact, he might actually think he's Batman because once he jumped out of a second-story window, but, like, on the screen, so it was kind of like a float to the ground on the screen. It was very majestic.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of
cat's
awesome.
Cat's Jackie Chan. Like,
a little bit, yeah.
Oh. Catty Chan? Jackie Cat?
That's right, yeah.
I know you've got a couple of them animals over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got a few. I have a kitten.
Whoa.
I wouldn't call that a kitten.
It's not much of a kitten. It's very old.
My cat is older than you.
Yeah. My cat's like 27-ish. It's really old.
Wait.
Like,
that's a fact, yeah. He's
holy
one of the oldest cats
shit.
In the world.
Wait.
But he's still alive.
What? Sigmund.
Sigmund.
Yeah. Wait, holy.
He even has an old person name.
We got a celebrity here.
Yeah,
the
right.
owner of one of the famous cats like, in the world.
He might be a little bit older than that, but it's unclear. We don't have a birth certificate.
27.
Yeah, when he dies, we'll count the rings, see how old he was.
What? Like a tree?
That was disturbing. That was super disturbing.
Cool. Yeah.
And a dog.
Clearly the dog just gets shunted to the side.
But like the dog begs for the attention.
Yeah, most people like the dog more, so I'm trying to give the cat some airtime.
Do we have dream pets? I think my personal dream pet.
Wait, I do.
Mine would have been a parrot that would have repeated things back to me and just said wacky stuff and made my life like more interesting. Just with a parrot in the mix.
Would it just like be on your shoulder always?
Yeah.
Like a pirate.
Yeah.
Pirate.
And I don't have an eye patch too. But what was your...
Sorry, I have a follow-up question. Okay. I'm sorry. What would be the incident that prompted you to need an eye patch?
Aesthetics.
The parrot wanted it. It's like a Ratatouille type situation.
Is the parrot
okay, so
wearing the
parrot
eye patch?
Also has an eye patch.
Yeah.
Are you, like, twinning? Is that...
Yeah.
Okay. It's alternate eyes. So he sees to the right. Teddy sees
you
to the left.
You see left, parrot sees right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's really want an alpaca.
Whoa.
So badly.
Just for like the hugs?
Alpacas are great pets.
Are they domesticable?
Yeah. You can have one just in your backyard.
Biggest word I've ever said from cats.
And it wasn't even a word.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You can have one as a pet and you can go on walks with it. And you can, if you're on a skateboard.
Put it on a leash?
Yeah. And they're so fluffy and they like bounce around. They're
what do you mean?
So, like they don't just like walk, they like prance. And they're so fluffy. Robert Downey Jr. has 3 alpacas.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like could you in Boston or where what do you in your town Newton? Could you just have in Milford, Massachusetts, could you just have
Milford?
Could you just like have an alpaca?
Yeah, I mean,
what are the like restrictions?
I have no idea. I haven't looked into it at all. It's
like I wanna like your birthday is coming up in a year.
Yep.
I wanna be able to provide that happiness for you.
If you got me an alpaca, I'd probably just marry you on the spot. So. Then it would also be your alpaca.
Whoa.
Which is a pro.
It's true.
Where did that come from?
Anyone who got me an alpaca.
Interesting.
Will have my hand in marriage.
So back to me.
Whoa. That's a commitment to make.
You're still really freaked out by that.
My dream pet? Well, I don't know if it's a dream. It is a dream. I want a wombat. You know I want a wombat.
Wombat.
Have you ever seen a wombat before?
No.
I will show you so many photos when we go to break.
Okay.
It's just, like, objectively the cutest animal in El Mundo. What's up, Ted?
What do wombats do?
They wobble.
Wait, what do you mean, what? Wobble like a wombat.
Wait, no, he just answered the question. It's all right.
We have all the science we need.
Like, you're not wrong. Oh, I would like to remind you that this is WWW, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio?
Educational Radio. Online and around the world. Radio.
I like that you always
The last
that
show had, like, a... You know those, like, radio things where they do, like, a real announcement, like, of what the show is that's not just, like, us reading it? They had one of those. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh,
it was very cool.
Yeah, you do it on Rivendell.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Next show, we'll
try that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, we also, we're supposed to say that we're in our donation cycle.
Yeah.
So please contribute to WMFO. We rely on listeners like you to keep this station running.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in. I know this is a good hour of your life you just spent with us. I was going to say wasted, but you spent with us. It's nice.
Next week, tune in for only artists named Will I Am.
Up for debate.
Artists, like, all the artists named Will I Am.
We could do Williams.
Yeah. Just Wills. William.
Wills. It'll just be Will, William, Will I Am.
Wombat?
Because then we can actually do WWW. Wallabies? It's just Will.
Will, no, we'll be Will, William, Will I Am.
Will William.
Exactly, yeah.
Will Smith.
Wait.
That's
Will.
What?
No,
that's like a sentence.
That's a sentence.
It's like Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo.
Yeah.
No, it's Will Smith.
Will Smith.
I'm sure our listeners are enthralled.
Wait,
with
is
this
a wallaby
right
a Pokemon or an animal?
Real questions.
Yes.
That's correct. Oh, Ted knows all of the things. Always impressed. Can we just listen to a song?
Yeah, I think
Should we call it a day? Call it a night?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's next? This is up for debate.
Can we play California Roll by Snoop Dogg? I just feel
what
like
happened to Whistle by Florida? This is the ultimate whistling
song. Let's take a vote. I vote Whistle.
I vote Whistle.
I was outvoted. All right.
All right. Go. Have a good night, you guys.
Good night.
This is Whistle.
Whistle by Florida.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, hell, we go.